Paul here with today's tip to help you pass ACLS. If a person suddenly develops symptoms such as weakness, slurred or garbled speech, loss of balance, or massive and severe headache, it's possible they could be having a stroke. Several standardized stroke assessments exist. An easy one to remember is a variation of the Cincinnati Pre-Hospital Stroke Scale that uses the acronym FAST to assess facial droop, arm drift, speech, and time. If the patient fails one of the tests, there's a 72% chance they're having a stroke. We should assume a stroke unless we identify another condition that could be causing the symptoms. Some of the common conditions that can mimic a stroke is today's PASS ACLS tip topic. Listening to a tip a day for a few weeks before your class will help to cement the key concepts needed for you to pass your ACLS written exam and MegaCode. Push the plus, follow, or subscribe button in your listening app, or activate the PASS ACLS flash briefing skill on your Amazon voice device so you don't miss upcoming tips. You can find additional ACLS-related resources at passacls.com. There are several conditions that can mimic a stroke. Some, like head trauma, are obvious, while others may require specialized testing to identify. Here are a few of the common conditions that can mimic a stroke that are easily assessed and addressed. First is blood sugar. Hypo or hyperglycemia can cause stroke-like symptoms such as decreasing level of consciousness and slurred or garbled speech. Patients with hypoglycemia usually have a more sudden onset of symptoms than those with hyperglycemia going into DKA. Determination of hypo or hyperglycemia is easy. Just check a blood sugar. A point-of-care check with a portable glucometer is sufficient to tell if a patient's blood sugar is too low or too high. Generally speaking, we should see a blood sugar around 70 to 110. Everyone's tolerance for blood sugar fluctuation is different. A blood sugar less than 50 or greater than 200 could be well tolerated by one person, yet cause symptoms in another. Patients with confirmed hypoglycemia should be administered sugar. For conscious patients, this could mean drinking a sugar solution. For patients that can't drink, or who are unsafe to drink due to aspiration risk, can be given 25 grams of sugar as D50 IV push. Patients with hyperglycemia require more advanced care. It's completely possible for a person to be hyperglycemic and have a stroke. So pre-hospital ACLS providers should consider transporting these patients to a stroke center. As always, we should follow our local protocols, policies, or SOPs, and only perform skills that are within our scope of practice. Hypoxia can also cause stroke-like symptoms. A quick way to assess oxygen levels is with a pulse oximeter. Patients with an O2 sat less than 90% are hypoxic and should be started on oxygen. Depending on the severity and the cause of the hypoxia, the O2 needed could be as simple as 2 to 4 liters per minute via nasal cannula or require full-on airway control in artificial ventilation with 100% oxygen. There are some conditions like carbon monoxide poisoning or severe anemia that can cause stroke-like symptoms and throw off a pulse ox. When available, providers should confirm O2 levels by obtaining blood gases. Some seizures can also mimic a stroke. Not all seizures are of the grand mal or full body type. We should ask about a seizure history and review the patient's medications for clues that could indicate a seizure. For most patients, seizures are short, lasting only a few seconds to 2 minutes, followed by a post-ictal recovery period. Depending on local protocols, patients outside the healthcare setting with a known seizure history that recover while EMS is on the scene may not even require transportation to a hospital. These are three of the most common and easiest to assess and correct conditions that can lead to stroke-like symptoms. There are several others, such as electrolyte imbalance, sepsis, brain tumors, and Bell's palsy, which require labs, imaging, and specialized testing to diagnose. In the pre-hospital setting, remember that patients can have a stroke and another condition at the same time. If there's any suspicion of a stroke, we should consider transporting our patient to a stroke center following our local protocols. In the hospital, patients that develop stroke symptoms should be evaluated quickly to rule out common mimics and have their symptoms assessed using a standardized tool like the NIH stroke scale. Depending on the hospital, we may activate a specialized stroke or rapid response team, which have been shown to improve patient outcomes by identifying and treating stroke patients early. Today's topic is one that was messaged to me via the PASS-ACLS Twitter page. If there's a topic you'd like covered in a future episode, or you just want to say hi, feel free to DM or tag me. My Twitter and LinkedIn handles are in the episode notes and listed at passacls.com. If you found today's tip on stroke mimics helpful, consider giving back via the secure link or take a few seconds to leave a 5-star review. I'm here to help you pass ACLS. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your class.